2 years after first contracting COVID-19, Judy Lee continues to experience debilitating fatigue and brain fog.
Things that I used to know just doesn't come back to me, and even just words or trying to make a sentence, it's like the words at the tip of your tongue, but you can't bring it forward.
The 38-year-old project manager has long COVID. It stopped her from working and limits what she can do to care for her children.
So my partner's had to single parent for the better part of the last two years, and it's just been a really big struggle.
New research carried out at the Long COVID Clinic at St Vincent's Hospital in Sydney has found around 20% of patients suffer from memory loss and brain fog, with no improvement even 12 months on. Professor Bruce Brew is a neurologist at St Vincent's Hospital and one of the study's authors.
It is impactful on patients, and it's more impactful the more cognitively demanding your mental activity is in your profession.
The research found that people suffering from long COVID-19 didn't necessarily become severely sick with the virus when they did have it. In fact, 9 out of 10 weren't hospitalised. Professor Stephen Foe shares the running of the Long COVID Clinic at St Vincent's. He's now seeing 8 to 10 new patients every week with the illness.
What we're seeing is mostly younger people, even though it's at higher risk in older people. We're seeing mostly younger people having difficulty returning to work.
The study also identified a marker of cognitive impairment, a toxin in a particular pathway in the brain. And the good news is it opens up the possibility of repurposing existing drugs to treat the condition.
That's going to help us target treatments. We can use some drugs already off-label, and it means that people who come to our unit might be able to enter into research trials,
giving people like Judy Lee renewed hope.
It's just fantastic. I'm really hopeful for myself, but especially for my children's future, because I want to be there for them. It just sounds very promising that we've got a lead and something to try, and I think a lot of us just need some hope.
New South Wales Health estimates between 10 and 20% of people infected with the virus will develop long COVID. Nationwide, around 1.4 million people are expected to get it. Meanwhile, in Victoria, changes to pandemic orders will now see masks no longer required at airports from 11:59 p.m. on Friday, as announced by the state's Roads Minister, Ben Carroll.
You still will be required to wear a mask doing air travel, but masks will no longer be required when being in airports around Australia, and this is in line with other jurisdictions, but it's a proportionate, safe and considered response to the high vaccination rates we do have here in Victoria.
The state government's also lifted mandates that workers in most sectors get second or third doses of a COVID-19 vaccine, a move that's expected to ease supply chain pressures. Tina Quinn, SBS News.